jazz band, and these are some of the most amazing players I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
They are currently in search of a good name for this band, so keep the suggestions coming. Although for this weekend it is the Holland Coots Jazz Quintet. With Brian Holland on piano. From Nashville, Danny Coots on drums. From California, Mark Caperone, expert trumpet player. Steve Pakal, the hottest bass player in captivity. And the fabulous Evan Artson from New York City. Here you go, boy.
Thank you. That's a fact of water to me. I think they have to call Rebecca Kilgore.
Thank you. Man. A little fat water thing called Crazy About My Baby. This set was kind of booked as the standard set in the program, and it inadvertently kind of turned into a Fats Waller-esque kind of set. Hope you guys don't mind too much. Because of the tunes we've planned, Fats Waller is somehow associated with every tune. Whether he wrote it or just made it really famous. That list alone are hundreds and maybe thousands of tunes. That's what he did. He made tunes famous. He was a hired gun.
Yes, he was. And it's kind of interesting how this happens. Is we met a half an hour before this gig back there, mm-hmm. and started mentioning tunes, and we said, well, let's do this Fats Waller tune. And somebody else said, well, you know this Fats Waller? It's like, cool, yeah. And pretty soon we had like four Fats Waller tunes. So we're like, well, we're into it this far. Let's just keep going. So it's totally organic, and it's Fats Waller.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. What's that?
100%
fat-free. Fat-free? Oh, very good. That's right. It's 100% fat. It's saturated with fat.
Before the weekend's over, we'll do a fat-free set. How's that?
Hey, we're going to feature this gentleman here.
Me?
He's going to render a tune. He's going to sing it to me. Can you tell him about
it? Speaking of fat. So this is another one that Fats did record and did not write. James P. Johnson wrote it. Another piano giant, of course. And it's sort of a silly song. Do you like silly songs?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're all silly people. Which is good. Though my position is of low degree, and all the others, they look down on me, I'll go smiling through. That's if I have you. I am the happiest of troubadours, thinking of you, baby, while massaging floors. In my leisure time, I made up this rhyme. I will be the oil mop, if you will be the oil, then we both can mingle every time we toil. I will be the dustbin, you will be the broom. We can work together all around the room. I will be your shoe brush, if you'll be my shoe. I'll keep you shining bright, dear, feeling good as new. I will be the razor, be my razor blade. Thank you.
I will be the washboard, if you will be the tub. Think of all the Mondays we could rub a dub. I will be the clothespin, be my pulley line. After meals, dear, what more could you wish? I will be the window, be my window shade. That's a porter's love song to the
singers in our band. I mean, between the two of us, that was sadly lacking.
Sadly.
And it would have been even worse if we had actually been singing.
Well, you know, we realized that, like doctors, we need to take a Hippocratic oath of sorts, do no harm. So neither of us...
That's very true. We're going to do, the next tune is a tune called Squeeze Me. This is not the Duke Ellington Just Squeeze Me tune. This is the Clarence Williams Fats Waller tune called Squeeze Me. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, it's a better tune than Duke Ellington.
Oh, it's a great tune.
Yeah. So there, Duke. That's right.
We can pack their bags. That's what we're talking about.
His bag. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, intro. Sure, are you going to go into the verse, the chorus, or what do you want to do this one?
Piano drum, the chorus.
Oh, see, yeah, I'm going to blow this up so I can see it. I'm blind. Good F?
Yep.
Thank you.
That's Walrus Green. Nice stuff, you guys. Nice stuff, you guys.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that little diminished thing. That's just different. It's great. Well, I tell you what, we would guess what? Another Fats Waller thing.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
No, I want to joke about that.
Well, that's, you know, that's actually not true.
Oh,
James Russell?
I know. This what? Is one of those tunes that Fats did not write.
Oh, well, that's right.
So there.
He sang the living
bejesus out of it. Yes, he did. He made it famous.
Yeah, he did.
But it was written by Alex Hill.
Yeah.
He did.
See, I never get to have a mic. This is fun.
And this is precisely why we never give you a mic. We didn't get a chance to tell these folks about our
what?
We came, you know, a bunch of us came in on Wednesday so that we could do our little train ride.
Yes.
Which was amazing. How many folks have done the Silverton trip? It's really pretty cool. And I was very taken by the scenery. Especially up at where was that? That was San Juan National Forest.
San Juan. See, what? It comes from Spanish origins, and in Spanish, the J's are pronounced with an H, San Juan. So,
really? Well, I was thinking about bringing my family up here.
Really? What mics do you want to bring them?
Probably Hoon or Hula.
They worked a long time to set that up.
He's a crow. Get it? He's a crow. Put an H in there.
I think we should probably play some tunes.
Yeah, let's play. We're going to do a great tune entitled Baby Brown.
Yeah.
You think? You go. You set up. Okay.
What is it, A flat?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give you the.
It's a weird transition from going to the dressing room.
Exactly.
Where we're slapping them back.
Cheers.
Thank you. And stepping out here. Yeah. But we're professionals. I don't know how to recommend it to you folks. I think you should warm up in between your drinking and your moving of any kind. And then you just go full tilt. Yes, I am. I count. Then you stop, and you get something else to drink. Then you warm up again, and you go again. You just keep doing it until you get in trouble. Hey, we're going to do a great tune entitled Lonesome Me, another Fats Waller tune.
Yes, one of the lesser-known Fats Waller tunes.
We're about to change that.
Yes,
we are. Why don't you render it on your instrument of choice? And the rest of us will come in as we see musically appropriate.
This is perfect for the song. Work it in, work it in. There you go. Thank you.
Now, Brian and I have recorded this, and I told them, just listen to my bass drum.
We'll get you there.
Help you with the chord changes and everything.
And that's not one of those tunes that has a typical chord progression either, so. So, yeah, outstanding job, guys. Thank you guys so much.
Wonderful. These guys, I'll tell you. Thank you. How are you doing for time? We have 15 minutes. Oh, I could start and screw up a relationship.
Several.
We're gonna do a great tune, and I tell you, we aren't even gonna tell you what it is, except for that it's Fats Waller, and I think you're gonna like this.
You might have told the band.
Well, that went smoothly.
All right, we'll see how many people know through the verse.
Okay, you were.
Yes. Three. not too quick, yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
That's important.
Remember, stretch before you get up. Don't want anyone throwing a shoe.
Well, then...
let's do a shorter version of this next one. Well, would you?
You want to end with that
one? What do you
mean? I'm going to do two more, right? How many do you have on your list?
Two more.
You do?
We.
Oh, your list must be longer than mine.
Well, don't feel ashamed.
I'm embarrassed.
It's not the length of the list that's important. Hey, I want to do a quick, this is for all we know. What do you think? You got time to do that? And
sure.
Run again? Okay. Now, For All We Know was not written by it was written by J. Fred Coots. It's not written by Fats Waller. But played by him. They were dear friends. And the strange thing is that J. Fred, who was built like me, could out-eat Fats Waller. And he would tell me these stories, and I'm like, hey, yeah. And it wasn't until Maurice Waller's book came out about his dad that it mentions that, yeah, Fred Coots would come over to the house, and my mom would, you know, bake 50 biscuits while he was still in the recording studio, and Freddie Coots would eat them all. And so the stories are true. There's a beautiful tune entitled For All We Know.
Ah.
Nice stuff. Mike has known and honestly for all we know. We're going to squeeze one more in here. Great Fats Waller tune entitled The Minor Drag. And thank you so much for being here. We got a great second act coming up. And then we'll see you again tonight. We should have such problems. Huh? Thank you.